弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to you on all every brother and sister。
今天晚上，小弟要用“谁能指示我们什么是美事”做题目，跟大家来查考。
And so, tonight we're going to be setting topic. Who will show you, us any good?
我们先来看一节圣经，然后来进入这个主题。我们请看诗篇第四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 4。
诗篇第四篇。
Psalms chapter 4。
请看第六节。
Psalms chapter 4 verse 6。
诗篇六节说，有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处呢？主啊，求你扬起脸来光照我们。
Psalm chapter 4 verse 6. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us.
这是当时候有一些人，他们是不敬畏神的人，他们问说，谁能够指示我们什么好处？也就是什么好的事情。
And so, those who were not, following God's wills, asked this question, who will show us any good?
那当时候，这个作者大卫他是说，主啊，你扬起脸来光照我们。如果神光照我们，扬脸光照我们，我们就会知道。
And the psalmist David told the Lord that if you shine your countenance upon us, then we will know.
第七节是说，你使我心里快乐，胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
Verse 7, you have put gladness in my heart more than in the season that their grain and wine increased.
那这个好处呢，很显然的跟我们整个心里面得到满足，能够在感受到神是我们的神，他我们的给我们的福气超过这些物质的好处。就很明显。
And this goodness is something that we will see in our hearts, and it's more than what we will expect.
然后第八节是说，我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你主使我安然居住。
Verse 8, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
这里就看到说，那个这个好处，这个好美事，一定是跟我们心里能够得到平安有关系，那我们可以享受神所给我们的这些美物同时我们可以吃喝快乐。
And this good is related with us having peace and that we're able to have what we need.
所以，那这里这许多人在问的这个什么好事对我们来说我们要常常去想什么叫做好处，对我们到底有没有什么？心里想要的。
Who will show us any good? This question is something that we need to think to ourselves about what is good, what is it that we want?
我们现在要来看回来诗篇九十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 92.
诗篇九十二篇。
Psalm 92.
我们先看第一节。
Psalm 92 verse 1.
第一节说，称谢神，称颂你至高者的名，用十弦的乐器和瑟，用琴弹优雅的声音，早晨传扬你的慈爱，每夜传扬你的信实，这本为美事。
Verse 1, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
直到第三节。
Verse 2, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Verse 3, and on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound.
那我们看到一开始第一节其实英文跟中文它刚好倒过来了第三节的最后面是说，这本为美事它现在告诉我们什么叫做美事。
And in for Chinese and the English versions, it is good is at the end of verse 3 in the Chinese.
那中文是第一节中文是第三节，英文是一开始就说，它就定义什么叫做美事。
And in the English version, it starts off with it is good.
那如果我们把这个经节这样看我们就发现说，从诗篇第四篇大卫的那个他所提出来的，世人在寻求说，谁能够指示我们得到什么好处呢？那到底谁能够指示？应该是只有神能够指示我们真正的好。
And so, regarding to the question in Psalms chapter 4 about who can show us any good, is it can only be God.
因为按照圣经里面所看来， 圣经特别强调说，世界上的人呢，没有一个是好的，没有一个是善的。
And because on this earth there's no good person, no one that is righteous.
在诗篇里面一直强调，只有神是美善的。
And however, in the book of Psalms, it keeps emphasizing that God is good.
哦，神他的美善是存到永远，他是从他的本质本来就是是善是好的。
And His good is forever, and it is.And he forever, it will last forever.
好，我们现在先看一节啊，神的本质。我们先看一百篇哈，诗篇一百篇第五节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 100, verse 5.
因为神本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实存到万代。
Verse 5. For the Lord is good; his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
好，那这个神的本质就是善，是美的。
So for the Lord is good.
啊、那这样的一个神是善的、啊、他在诗篇106篇107篇一直到往后我们所看到的诗篇都会强调这个主题神的慈爱永远长存因为他本来就是善的是美的
And so I'm continuing from Psalm 106 and onward it keeps talking about how the Lord is good and how his mercy is everlasting
好所以现在这个美善的神他其实他要指示世人什么叫做好事什么可以得到好处
And so this Lord who is good will show us for us what is good.
那从神来的指示才是真的最美的。
And what God has given to us is the most is the best.
今天我们在这个资讯很发达的时代，常常我们可以上网去找到很多很多的信息，它都会相关的都总是会就会强调说这个是对我们有好的。
And if with the internet, we can look up a lot of different topics about what is good for us.
啊，因为很多广告，它就一直在强调这个对人有好的，不管是食品、药品，反正我们现在所要的，他们都会强调这是好的。
And from the commercials, we can see whether it is medicine or food, it will emphasize how it can be good for us.
那这样其实神的指示才是最真实的。那我们一定要回到圣经来看，神到底。在我们的生活里面提供什么样的指导
？And so, but however, God's teachings for us, however, is the most is the best. So we need to look in the Bible to see what kind of good that God has given to us in there.
神所行的是善，所以他现在所指示我们的一定是对我们觉得是美的。
And so the Lord is good. So whatever He gives to us is beautiful.
我们现在看119篇的第68节。
Let's turn to Psalms 119, verse 68.
119篇第六节。
Oh, Psalm 119, verse 6.
第六十八节，对不起，我应该是六十八节。
Sorry, Psalm 119, verse 68.
119篇第六十八节，你本为善，所行的也是善，求你将你的律例教训我。
Verse 68, you are good and do good. Teach me your statutes.
神所行的，就是说神在这个世上他的一些作为啊，基本上都在反映他的本质是美善，是要人得好处。
And many of the works that God does on this earth is good, and it is to benefit us.
他还进一步的把他的训诲、他的指示啊，让世人知道。
And His teachings and His will, He lets us know what they are.
所以现在这个诗篇里面啊，在119篇特别强调说，求你将你的律例教训我。
And in this verse, it specifically says that to teach me your statute.
这就是神他的律法，神他的。法则了，但是一定是要让我们得到像神所应许给我们的美善。
And so, the statutes that God gives us, it will for sure give us, are the good.
那我们一定要侧耳听，留心啊神的话语。
So we need to listen to the word of God.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们就要留意神到底对我们什么指示。
And so when we're reading the Bible, we need to think about what kind of teachings is God trying to tell us.
因为当我们真的会把神的话语当作很，就是会很慎重的去对待它的时候，其实就是我们得好处的开始了。
And once we're able to really follow the teachings of God, that is when we will begin to receive the good that is from God.
神的指示都写在圣经里面了。
And all of his teachings is already written in the Bible.
我们现在看箴言二十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言二十二章。
Proverbs 22.
十七节。
Verse 17.
二十二章十七节说：“你须侧耳听受智慧人的言语， 留心领会我的知识。
Proverbs 22, verse 17. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge.
十八节说，你若心中存忌，嘴上咬定，这变为美。
18. For it is pleasant thing if you keep them with you. Let them all fixed upon your lips.
十九节，我今日以此特别指教你，为要使你倚靠神。
19. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I have instructed you today, even you.
二十节说。谋略和知识的美事，我岂没有写给你吗？
20. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsel and knowledge?
21节，要使你知道箴言的实理，你好将箴言回复那打发你来的人。
21. That I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may answer words of truth to those who send you.
我们看从这一段，我们看到说，他一直在强调说，我们要侧耳听智慧人的言语。
And from these verses, it tells us that we need to hear the words of the wise.
留心领会知识，就是要去思想。
And to apply your heart to my knowledge, which means that we need to think about it.
要把它存在心里面，要把它记住。
And to keep it in our hearts so that we remember it.
然后嘴上要咬定，就是嘴里要传扬。
And that it may be on our lips, which means we need to speak it and teach it to people.
那就是嘴上咬定，他说这就是美事了。
And that this in itself is a good work.
好。然后，其实这个美事就是这个智慧的原意，他现在已经讲出来，他已经指示我们了。所以第二十节才说，谋略和知识的美事，我岂没有写给你吗
？And so this is a good work that is explained in these verses, and that's why in verse 20 it says, "Have I not written you excellent things of counsel and knowledge?"
那这些谋略和知识，就是智慧跟知识的这些话语，其实就是第二十一节所讲的这些箴言，这个神的从神来的原意。
And these good works and teachings is the words of truth, which is in verse 21.
好，所以现在神的指示就是要真的让我们从他的话语里面要得到智慧，然后真的要得福气。
And so God wants us to receive wisdom from His words.
那我们现在要看回来诗篇九十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 92.
九十二篇，它一开头的时候，它有一个标题很清楚。
And Psalms 92, when it opens, it has a very clear topic.
就是一个注解哈，那一个 subtitle 写安息日的诗歌。
And it has a subtitle that says a song for the Sabbath day.
那表示这一首诗篇呢，它在安息日的时候要重复不断的一直读了。
And this is a psalm that is to be continuously read for the Sabbath.
这也是在整个诗篇里面就这一篇特别描述是安息日的诗篇。
And out of all the psalms, this is one psalm that's written especially for the Sabbath day.
那到目前为止，犹太人他们在守安息日的时候，据说他们星期五晚间的聚会就是日落的晚安息日聚会的时候，一定会读九十二篇。
And for the Jewish people in keeping the Sabbath, they will read this psalm, Psalm 92, during Friday after sunset.
因为这一首诗篇，他们在读的时候，就是在思想神所教导他们的美事。
And so, because as they are reading this psalm, they're learning about the good work that the Lord has given them.
那我们现在，如果我们刚刚读第一节到第三节，你看什么是好的
？And reading verse 1 to 3, we can think about what is good.
因为我们中文在描写的时候比较没有那么结构没有那么清楚，但是英文就写得很清楚了。
And so in English, it is very clear.
就是什么是美事？第一件事情，他说你去感谢、去称颂神，就是美的。
And In verse 1, it says, to give thanks to the Lord, it is good.
所以这个就是第一件事情要常常感谢神。
And so the first thing is that we need to constantly give thanks to the Lord.
第二个，接下去就是要去歌颂至高者的名。
And the second is to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
就是要不断的去颂赞神，颂赞神的名。
And to unceasingly praise the name of God.
那这个名是至高者的名，就是独一的，是尊贵，是人间所有的名都没有办法跟他比的。
And this name is the Most High, and no other name can be compared to it.
好，第三件， 就是 要用这些乐器呢，他不断的去传扬神的慈爱跟神的信实。
And the third thing is to use instruments to declare the love of God.
Loving kindness. 就是他的慈爱跟信实。
Oh, so to declare the loving kindness.
跟他的 faithfulness.、哦、
and his faithfulness.
哦，所以第二节那里特别强调神的慈爱跟神的信实。他说早上传扬他的慈爱，晚上传扬他的信实、啊、
And it, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night.
特别强调说。这些事情都是美，就是美事。
And that all of these things are good.
那现在我们就从 这三个角度来看。他说，我们如果能够常常感谢神呢、啊，就是美的。
And in the first part is if we're able to give thanks to God, then that is good.
就要让我们得到智慧，
then、
得到生命。
That we're able to receive wisdom and life.
要让我们得到神所应许的福。
And that we're able to receive the blessing from God.
今天我们弟兄姐妹。在我们的信仰生活里面，我们一定会感受到神给我们的祝福。
And so, brothers and sisters, we can experience the blessing that God has given to us in our life.
因为你看，真的我们在主里面，在耶稣基督里面、啊、我们会发现所有的福气都是从 主赏赐给我们的。
And because we'll realize that all the blessings we receive in our life are from God.
所以我们有任何好处，我们一定会感谢神。
So no matter what good that happens to us, we'll thank God.
你看我们。今天如果懂得感谢，我们的 心情就喜乐了。
If we're able to have a heart of thanksgiving, then we will have joy in it.
即使碰到困难的时候，碰到这个好像不如意的事情，我们如果懂得感谢，我们的心情就开朗。
And if we are having a difficult time, and then once we're able to give thanks, then our heart can be open.
所以有时候你看去切到一个指头，如果你不小心去割到一个指头了。
And if you accidentally cut a finger.
如果感谢的人说，还好只有切掉一只指头而已。
And those who know how to give thanks will say, thank God that I only cut one finger."
哦，那因为还有完整的指头在可以用啊。
Because we still have other fingers that are complete that we can use.
那所以，你看，我们每一件事情，我们都可以从感谢神的角度里面去看到，哎，其实神对我们实在是有好处的。
So if we are able to use our heart of thanksgiving, then we can look at the different aspects of our life and be able to thank God.
今天神的选民一定要去常常去体会到我们的好处不在神以外了。
And so as God's people, we need to give thanks to God.
诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 16.
大卫他这样子说了哈，也是他的感受。
In Psalm 16, this is what David says.
我们现在看十六篇
Psalm 16
第二节
Verse 2
我的心啊你曾对神说你是我的主我的好处不在你以外
Verse 2 O my soul you have said to the Lord you are my Lord my goodness is nothing apart from you
我的好处不在你以外就是说我除了神我没有办法从其他地方得到任何好处了
And soapart from God, and there's nothing nowhere else that he can receive the goodness from.
我们就看到说，哎，大卫他本身他对神给他的这一切，他常常会感谢赞美。
And so, David, would always thank God for whatever that he encountered.
因为他一路的这个整个人生，他就是发现都是在神的祝福跟带领底下，他能够存活，他能够当王，他能够领受神一切的恩惠。
Because in David's life, and he was able to receive many blessings from God and to become king and to be protected.
那所以你看，今天我们如果尝到主恩的滋味的人，我们都知道神是美善的。
And if we're able to taste of God's blessing, then we know that God is good.
那我们所以我们感谢神的时候，就是我们真的尝到主恩的滋味，我们就很自然的从心里发出感谢。
And we will give thanks when we have tasted the goodness of God very naturally.
诗篇三十四篇的第八节。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
我们要常常去想，我们要常常去体会神的恩典。
We need to constantly think about God's blessings.
第八节三十四篇第八节说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的。投靠他的人有福了。”
Psalm 34 verse 8 Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him.
那所以神的圣民呢，要敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
And so those of us, we need to be submissive to him, because those who submit to him will not be lacking.
第九节。
Verse 9.
先读第九节。
Verse 9. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing.
所以神的圣民一无所缺, 因为这是神应许。
So his holy people, they will lack nothing, because that is a blessing that is from God.
我们今天如果尝过主恩智慧的人, 我们很自然地要常常去数算他, 然后常常去不断地感谢。
And so if we know to thank God, then we will count our blessings and know how to give thanks to God.
这就是神给我们的指示。
Because these are things that God has given to us.
因为感谢会让我们心里面觉得 有主真好, 会真的觉得很满足。
And when we give thanks, we will think about how good it is to have God, and we will be satisfied.
然后, 92篇我们刚刚读到说, 除了感谢之外, 接下去要歌颂这个至高者的名。
And so, in Psalms 92, not only do we need to give thanks, but we also need to praise our God who is the Most High.
神的名是什么?
And what is the name of our God?
在当时候, 在大卫那个时代, 在旧约那个时代, 神的名好像是把它隐藏起来的。
In the Old Testament, the name of the Lord was hidden.
他们没有办法真的了解说神的名到底是怎么样一个, 他们不敢把它说出来。
And they were not able to say the word of God.
神透过先知, 然后在传达他的名的时候, 好像都没有讲得很清楚。
And when the Lord spoke to the prophets about his name, he did not say very clearly.
一直到主耶稣基督来到人间以后, 这个名就真的显示出来了。
Not until Jesus Christ came to this earth that the name was revealed.
所以你看, 主耶稣基督这个名就是至高的、至美的。
And so the name of Jesus Christ is the Most High.
神的名是很有能力的, 是我们用来征战得胜的武器。
And the name of the Lord is very powerful, and it is a weapon that we can use.
我们现在看 诗篇54篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 54.
诗篇54篇。
Psalm 54.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊, 求你以你的名救我, 凭你的大能为我伸冤。
Verse 1. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength.
跳过去看第六节。
Let's jump to verse 6.
我要把甘心祭献给你, 主啊, 我要称赞你的名, 这名本为美好。
Verse 6, I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good.
神的名是我们来求告, 祂可以来救我们的。
And so through God's name, it can come to save us.
你看今天我们在生活里面, 很多时候碰到危险的时候, 怎么办? 我们呼喊主耶稣基督的名。
And when we encounter something that is dangerous, we will might yell out the name of the Lord.
你们碰到这个邪灵来干扰我们的时候怎么办? 奉主耶稣的名把撒旦赶走。
And when we encounter an evil spirit, then we will cast out in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要常常去歌颂主耶稣基督的名。
So when you constantly praise, give praise to the name of Lord Jesus.
第十节的第三节特别说我们 要谨慎，不要去误用神的名。
And in
第三节。
And the third commandment is that we should not misuse the name of the Lord.
也就是说，我们现在知道主耶稣的名，他这个名字是尊贵的，是有权柄的。所以，我们使用这个主的名的时候，我们就谨慎。我们知道，因为他的名字是美好。
And so we know that his name is good.
是要来救我们的，给我们力量的。
And it is to save us and to give us power.
这是为什么我们要常常去歌颂，去赞美主耶稣的名。
And that is why we need to constantly praise, give thanks in God's name.
那诗篇92篇一直强调说，你看我们去歌颂至高者的名，这件事情是美事，是我们要常常做的。
And so in Psalm 92 tells us that we need to praise, the name of our Most High God, which is something that we must do very often.
好，然后第三件他是说我们要。 要早晚就常常每一天都要去传扬主的慈爱和信实。
And so in the third thing is that we need to constantly declare the Lord's loving kindness and his faithfulness.
神的慈爱跟信实 在一百篇里面，我们刚刚读过的是存到永远的啦。
And so love, his the Lord's loving kindness and faithful, and we read in Psalm 100 is that it lasts forever.
神的信实就是说神是守约施慈爱的，他所应许的他就会实现。
And so what he promises, it will be fulfilled.
那神的慈爱每一天都是新的。
And his loving kindness is new every morning.
所以我们每一天，你看我们起来的时候。当我们看到阳光，我们今天有新的一天，我们心里面就是要这样去赞美他，去感谢他。
And when we wake up in the morning and we see a sunny day, then we need in our hearts we need to give thanks to the Lord.
那接下来呢，我们要去传扬神的作为了。
And then we need to proclaim His creation.
所以他现在传扬就是说，我们要常常去跟人家分享神的慈爱跟他的信实。
So we need to declare His loving kindness and His faithfulness.
那所以你看，我们这个新的一天，我们会经历神给我们的带领跟我们的祝福。
And in this new day, we will experience God's blessings for us.
因为神的祝福啊，然后所以我们今天在这一天，我们会尝到主恩的滋味啊。
And so, because of His blessings, we will be able to.
To taste 它的好处了。
We will be able to taste the goodness of God.
我们一定在信仰上会有体验的。
And we will have experiences, in our spiritual life.
然后到了晚上的时候，他说要去传扬神的信实。
And in the evening, it says to declare the faithfulness of God.
也就是说，神所应许的每一件事情都会实现。
And,
没有，真的没有骗我们。
And so it is that everything that God says will be fulfilled, and He did not lie to us.
哦，所以他说，我们去传扬神的重点就是神的慈爱跟神的信实啊，这是四篇里面他这样子一直强调。
And so it tells us that we need to declare His loving kindness and His faithfulness every day.
神真的把他的一切的好处都留给那个愿意听从他话的人吗？
And so God has left all of His goodness for those who are willing to listen to His words.
我们现在看84篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
十一节。
Verse 11.
因为神主神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
Verse 11. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold. From those who walk uprightly.
这个就在强调神的信实。
And this is talking about the Lord's faithfulness.
就是他说他不会把那个好处留着不给那些遵行他旨意的人。
And so He will not withhold His goodness for those who walk uprightly.
这个所谓行动正直人，就是遵守神的吩咐的人。
And those who walk uprightly are those who keep and follow the commandments of God.
他愿意去活出神的这个。美善的这个形象的人
，and they are willing to live out the goodness of God.
哦，十二节特别强调，主啊，投靠你的人是有福的。
And in verse 12, it says that blessed is the man who trusts in you.
我们今天，我们什么事情都依靠神。
And in today, what things do we rely on God?
我们可以很放心的把一切交托给他。
We can give everything and rely on God.
为什么？因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
因为他这样讲，他就会这样子实现。
Because God said, so He will do it.
就看我们有没有信心去把它全部交给他。
However, it is up to us whether or not we have enough faith to give it all to Him.
所以我们如果真的倚靠神的人，就是说我们相信神的慈爱跟信实存到永远，那我们这样子去传扬，他说这就是美事。
And so, if we're able to have this kind of faith and we're able to declare it all night and day, then this itself is a good work.
这个就提到我们今天其实要常常去跟我们所认识的人、我们周遭的人去分享主耶稣基督的救恩。
And this tells us that today, we need to proclaim the goodness of God to the people around us.
神的慈爱具体的显现在主耶稣基督的身上。
And God's love is shown through Jesus Christ.
神的信实。就是这个神给世人的救恩，按照他所定的时间，他的旨意，时间到的时候，他就真的实现在这个我们人间的，让我们众人亲眼看见。
And because God is faithful, because he follows His promises that He's able to give us salvation in His own time.
哦，所以主耶稣基督按着时间就来到人间。
Because Jesus Christ came down to be with man.
然后为了他的信实，他走上十字架，被钉在十字架上，流下宝血，成了救赎的泉源。
And so he was crucified on the cross for our sins.
因为 他已经应许要这样子拯救凡愿意来投靠他的人。
And because this has already been prophesied, and it is for the people of those who follow him.
哦，所以我们要传扬神的慈爱跟信实。
So we need to declare the God's loving kindness and faithfulness.
就是其实再讲具体一点，就是跟我们去跟人家传扬我们所信的这个救恩这个福音。
And it is for us to preach the gospel to the people around us.
这些都是好的。
And these are all good.
这些都是美事。
And these are all good works.
那现在诗篇九十二篇，他特别提到说这是安息日的诗歌，他一开头就是用这个美事来带入。
So Psalm 92 is a song for the Sabbath, so it starts off with this good work.
然后他现在第四节是说，他说因为你主借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要因你所的工作欢呼。
Verse 4, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hand.
神的工作，他说，是让我们高兴，让我们得到喜乐的。
So the Lord's work is able to make us glad.
哦，他要，我们如果今天能够仔细的看神的作为，我们心里面就会欢呼喜乐。
And if we look at the work of God very closely, then we will find joy in our hearts.
因为第五节，主啊，你的工作何其大，你的心事极其深。
Oh Lord, how great are your works? Your thoughts are very deep.
你看神的工作是什么
？What are the Lord's works?
你如果从这个创造来看，神这个。这个宇宙的创造就是神的工作。
And so, from our creation, God created heavens and earth.
那然后，可是等到神他都完成了这些工作，他特别说第七天他就安息了。
And because after God has completed his creation, then on the seventh day he rested.
哦，所以安息日是神亲自设的嘛。
And so Sabbath day was especially established by God.
那所以神自己守安息，因为他说他这一天要休息了。
Because God rested himself and said that this is going to be a day of rest.
这也让我们看到这个一周这个周期啊循环，就是神设定的法则。
And this is a commandment given by God.
这个 routine 啊，这个规律哦。一周有七天，这个规律就是神设的了。
And this seven-day routine or cycle is established by God.
哦，这个就是为什么会有第七天，神算这样一天两天到第七天要休息。
And this is why there are 7 days, and that on the seventh day we need to rest.
那所以我们在安息日的时候，我们要去常常去感受神的创造，然后会感谢神的作为。
So on the seventh day, we need to think about God's creation and to give thanks to God.
这是一开头在出埃及记第二十章，神颁布十诫的时候，他讲到有关安息日的时候，他就强调说，因为神创造天地就是六天，第七天要休息，所以我们要去思想神的创造。
And in Exodus chapter 20, when it's talking about the Ten Commandments, when it's talking about keeping the Sabbath day, it basically talks about creation.
哦啊，所以这个在安息日的时候，这一天呢，对我们来说就很关键了。
And so this
关键就是非常 critical， 就是我们要了解说神的这个作为。通常我们在这个忙碌的生活里面，有时候不会去想这么多，也不会去仔细的去观察、去欣赏神的作为了。
So that is it is very critical for us to keep the Sabbath because regularly we do not really think about the Lord's creation.
因为一般我们都会很自然的觉得说本来就是这样子，每一天太阳都会从东边起来啊。
And we might just think that it's very routine and that the sun will just come up every day.
时间到了，像三月的天气就变热，然后就有鸟来你窗户旁边就开始唱歌。
And in March, the weather becomes warmer, and then there'll be birds singing next to your window.
反正我们就是这样子，一天一年过一年，我们很自然的就是这个循环，到这个时候就会有这种现象了。
And we will just live year by year, and as each season passes, we'll just think about that that's supposed to happen at this time of year.
但是这个是谁安排的？到底为什么会有这个这么有秩序的？运转呢？
But why? Who is the one that organized this? Why are there seasons?
其实真的是神的创造。
These are all God's creation.
这个就是神的作为，神你真伟大。
And this is His work and how He is Almighty.
那现在安息日就是我们要来去体会、去感谢神的机会。
And so the Sabbath day is a day for us to think about and to give thanks to God.
是让我们来感谢、来称颂、来传扬神的作为。
And to give thanks, to praise, and to declare God's creation.
那其实安息日这个对我们今天的信仰生活来说非常关键。
So Sabbath day is very critical to us.
因为安息日是神自己设，而且神说把安息日他的安息日赐给人。
And so the Sabbath day is holy and is specially given to us by God.
我们现在看出埃及第十六章，因为这是一开始神为百姓留下安息日，可以特别强调说赐给人他的安息日。
And so in Exodus chapter 16, it talks about how the Lord specifically sets up his Sabbath for the people.
第十六章
Exodus 16.
第十六章
Exodus 16.
我们如果看到第四节
Verse 4.
第四节这里在讲一开始，因为我们通常都十六章都发现说这个是在降玛拿的时候的这个经过。
And Exodus chapter 16 is talking about when God sends down quail and manna.
那这个降玛拿其实是这个、第四节特别强调说，神是用来试验他们遵不遵我的法度、就是神的这个法则。
And so, for the coming down of manna, it's to test the people to see whether or not they would keep the Lord's commandments.
那其实第十六章最重要就是神设定这个安息上说给人的。
And in chapter 16 specifically talks about how the Sabbath is for man.
看过去二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
摩西对他们说：“神这样说，明天是圣安息日，是向主守的圣安息日。你们要烤的就烤了，要煮了就煮了，所剩下的都留到早晨。”
23. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath day, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourself all that remains to be kept until morning."
好，这个是神这样说，百姓哦，听完摩西传达这个神的话之后，有人就是没有遵守啊。第二十七节。第七天，百姓当中就有人出去搜啊，什么也找不到。
And so this is the word of the Lord to the people. And however, even after the Lord has spoken to them, there are still people who didn't believe. In verse 27, there are some people who still went out on the Sabbath day.
第二十八节。
Verse
28. 那神就对摩西说：“你们不肯守我的诫命和律法，要到几时呢？”
28. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?"
二十九。
29.
你们看了主即将安息日赐给你们，所以第六日他赐给你们两天的食物啊。第七天，个人要住在自己的地方啊，不许什么人出去。
29. See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath; therefore, He gives you on the sixth day bread for two days. He let every man in his place; let no man go out of his place on the seventh day.
好，所以这二十九节特别强调说，你们看啊，神把安息日赐给你们。
In verse 29, it says the Lord has given you the Sabbath day.
那这个安息日是神的圣安息日的。
And so this Sabbath is the holy Sabbath.
所以一开始神设定安息日的时候，他说这个安息日是他的，而且他赐福给这一天的。
And so the Lord says that this is His Sabbath day and that He is giving it to them.
那所以其实安息日后来就成为选民跟神之间的一个证据了啊，关系的一个证据。
And so, it becomes the Sabbath day becomes an evidence between for God of to His people.
哦，所以你看守安息就成为说啊，我今天能够真的将这位创造天地的主当作我的主，这是一个证据，因为我守安息日。
And so it becomes an evidence for the believers, because you keep the Sabbath holy to worship God.
这是在以西结书二十章二十节里面这样说的。
I'm sorry.
以西结书。
And it's in the Ezekiel.
我们看以西结书二十章二十节。
Ezekiel chapter 20.
二十章二十节。
Ezekiel 20 verse 20.
这个是很重要的证据。
And this is an important evidence.
你们二十节说，且以我的安息日为圣，这日在我与你们中间为证据，使你们知道我是主你们的神啊。
Verse 20, hallow my Sabbath, and they will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God.
好，所以这个安息日它是一个证据，是证什么证据？这位创造天地的独一真神是我的主，属我的。
So the Sabbath day is evidence that the Lord is our God.
那我是属他的。
And that we are his.
哦，所以这个所安息日，把这一天分别出来，尊重他，这很重要。
So we are taking and separating this day as holy and to worship God with it.
那我们会感谢神，会称颂神，会传扬神作为人，在神眼中，这个叫做义人，这个叫做神赐福的人。
That we are giving thanks and praising to God, giving and praise to God on that day is what God considers an upright person.
哦，所以九十二篇呢，他接下去他在讲诗篇九十二篇呢，接下来他在比较什么叫做畜类，什么叫做恶人，什么叫做义人。
And so in Psalm chapter 92, it later talks about what is a good person, what is an evil person.
我们现在看到。这个在安息日这一天，然后应当要做的工作，这个在神眼中看来都是美事，是神给我们的指示。
And so on the Sabbath day, what God has given to him, he considers it good.
好，他告诉我们什么叫做好事的嘛？他指示我们应该这样做。
And he has already told us what we are supposed to do.
好，因为这是神的作为，他把这一天赐给人。
Because this is God's work and he has given this day to man.
好，那看第七节，看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说，畜类人不晓得，愚顽人也不明白。
Verse 6, a senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this.
哦，但是我们却已经得到神给我们的这个指示，我们是智慧人，我们就会明白，我们会清楚的知道，哇，这安息日就是这样子的。
And so God has already given these teachings to us. So if we are a person who is wise, then we would follow God's commandment.
第七节特别说，你看，恶人茂盛如草，一切作孽之人发旺的时候，正是他们要灭亡直到永远的。
Verse 7, when the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever.
好，第八节，唯有你主是至高的，直到永远。
Verse 8, but you, Lord, are on high forevermore.
这里提到，你看这个畜类，这个愚顽人，这里有恶人、作孽的人，这些人都是不知道神的安息日，也不会去知道神的这些安息日所当作美事的这个指示。
So the senseless man, the fool, and the wicked, they do not understand what is the good works of God.
所以即使他们很发旺，但是其实也是很短暂的。
So even though they may flourish, it is very short.
所以你看，有时人他们就会觉得说，我安息日不去守，我可以过得很好啊，我会很昌盛啊。
So they may think that even though, oh, I don't need to keep the Sabbath because even when I don't keep it, I'm still very well off.
不认识神的人，他们在安息日的时候去做他们想要做的事。哎，有人他们也是很富有，好像生活很快乐。
And there are many people who do not.Keep the Sabbath and they do what they want and they still have a very successful life.
但是其实最终都还是像草一样，在发旺的时候其实就是要灭亡了。
However, verse tells us that they are like grass and that it will be destroyed.
都很短暂的。
And it's all very short-lived.
但只有神是至高，是永远的。
However, only God is forever.
那如果我们是属神的，我们就成为在这个永恒里面有份的人了。
However, if we are a part of God, then we have a part in the eternal life.
所以今天如果我们懂得重视安息日，我们懂得知道这个什么叫做美事，我们接下来必然成为这个发旺的义人。
And so if we are understand what it means to keep the Sabbath and to do good works, then we will be
righteous. 第十二节。
Verse 12.
义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
Verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
十三节，他们栽在神的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。
13. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
14节，他们年老的时候能要结果子要满了枝浆而常发青。
14. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing.
15节，好显明主是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
15. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him.
这里就看到这个真的懂得美事的，懂得敬畏神、尊安息日为圣的人，他说像义人，那这个义人会像棕树发青发旺。
And so a person who understands what it means to keep the Sabbath, will do good works, and then they will be considered righteous by God, and they shall flourish.
他是栽在神的殿里面的，是发旺在神的院子里的。
They are planted in the house of the Lord and will in the flourish in the courts of our God.
也就是说，你要在神的家里面享受神所一切祝福的人。
Because that means that they will be in the house of God and experiencing the blessing that is there.
他们像棕树，他们像香柏树一样。
They are like a palm tree. They are like a cedar.
他们是发出香气的，是有用的，是。长青的
and they have a good smell, and then they have a purpose.
所以即使到老的时候都能够结果子发而且发青就是还是很兴盛
so that even in their old age, they still bear fruit and are fresh and flourishing.
那这个就是神在安息日所带给我们的福气的
and so this is the blessing that is given to us by God.
你看，如果我们懂得在尊重安息日的人呢，你看以赛亚书五十八章应许说要让我们承驾地的高处
and In, if we are able to keep the Sabbath in Isaiah 58, it tells us that we will dwell in the high places.
这就是神，他说要让我们承受神的一切好，当作我们的产业。神要养育我们呢。
So whatever the good that God has, we will inherit and will become ours.
所以这祭九十二篇呢，他特别用这样的一个美事。啊、来带领我们进入真的我们能够尊重安息日的人呢我们得到神的这个祝福、哦、哇是世人所没有办法比较的了
And so in Psalm 92 it uses this good works given by God to show us what it means to keep the Sabbath day and something that we cannot imagine
而且这样的神的这样一个祝福 他所给我们的应许他说第十五节特别要强调要显明神是正直的，神就是美善，啊，神就是完全的。
And it is to proclaim that the Lord is upright, and that He is complete, and that there is no unrighteousness in Him.
他是我的磐石。
He is our rock.
他要成为我们的避难所。
And He will be our refuge.
就是我们在他里面真的得到保护，得到安全。
So that in Him we will be receive protection.
啊，这个就是今天我们在主里面的人。神已经指示我们的美事
And this is as people in God, His good work that He's shown us.
所以，我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起来从这个现在读经进度里面的诗篇里面啊，去体会神对我们的啊这些训诲，让我们一起来遵守，也一起来得福气。
And so, brothers and sisters, let us use our daily Bible reading to really think about the Word of God, so that we can learn and we can keep the Word of God.
接下来我们所读的这个诗篇，从九十篇到一百零六篇呢
？So, Psalm 90 to Psalm 106.
我们今天如果照进度，应该读九十三篇。
And because for today, if we are following the Bible reading schedule, we should be reading Psalm 93.
我们发现现在这几篇的诗篇基本上都不长，都短短的而已。
We'll notice that the Psalms are very short.
那但是我们要去想想，有时候要前后对照读，我们会发现很多道理，其实在这一卷第四卷里面呢，那道理都是互相连贯的。
And if we read, so we can take time to read before it and after it, and we will see that the teachings in these Psalms are related.
神是我们的王，是我们的避难所，我们的磐石。
God, the Lord is our King, our refuge, and our rock.
他所应许的福气超乎人间所有的，啊，没有什么能够，没有人间的好处能够跟神的福气比较。
And the blessing that He can give us cannot be compared to anything that we can think of.
那我们要常常对神颂赞。
So we need to constantly give praise to Him.
我们要从这个智慧人的话里面去得到知识，得到智慧。
And so we need to use these words of wise men for us to receive wisdom.
愿主耶稣继续带领我们，让我们的每一个生活都能够充满神的慈爱。
May God continue to bless every one of us that our lives can be filled with God's love.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
70首。
70.